Never Underestimate the Power of the Media, a song that was released in 2016, did absolutely nothing. Social media got a hold of that one, and Sia's got herself another hit here. It's Sunny 101.9, where we have to behave ourselves now that we have adult supervision.
Yes, we have guests in the studio now, so we have to be careful. Actually, joining us this morning is Katie Helpe, who is the conference chair of the upcoming Connect Marquette Connect Conference, and Christina Gwynn, who is president of Connect Marquette. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, the conference is coming up now, what, Friday, right?
Yes,
okay.
October 28th.
Okay, so how's it coming?
Really well. It's our first year back in person for the conference since 2019, so things are going well and really looking forward to it.
Well, Katie, let's turn this over to you. What exactly is going to happen at this thing? What can people expect when they're there?
So this is a great opportunity for everyone who's been working remote, or perhaps they've been, some even have been unemployed for times while their company got back running. This is a great time to get together with people, start networking again, just get out and get some new ideas. This year, we're going to be talking about resilience at home and in workplace. And so this is going to be a great time to try to help ourselves kind of through this weird time we've had the last couple years, and to get back in and feel comfortable where we work again. There's going to be a lot of opportunity for that.
Well, what are some of the highlights of what's going to be presented, Christina? Tell me a little bit about what's going to be on the docket.
Oh, sure. So we have a really great lineup for everybody at this year's conference. We have someone talking about the truths about work-life balance. We have a panel on diversity in the workplace. We're going to have two breakout sessions. One of them is going to be focusing on burnout. And then, of course, I'm very excited for our keynote. We have Rob Leone that is going to be talking about work should fuel your human spirit and not drain it. So really excited to have him in Marquette.
One of the catchphrases in business over about the last 10 to 15 years has been networking. Some people, in a weird way, kind of resist it, if you will, but it really is a valuable way of finding like-minded people, people who do similar things to you that you might not otherwise run into. And that's where all the ideas seem to come from, correct?
Yes. And especially with networking, I think it's really important that we look at diversity and inclusion. We feel like we live in an area that we, there's just a high population of Caucasian folks. But think about this. If you are not Caucasian in this area, imagine how hard it is for you sometimes to feel like you're part of the team. And then looking at other parts of diversity, it's not just the way that we look that gives diversity. It's also our families. It's the way that we work. It's where we're from. It's all of those things. There's so many parts to think about.
So let's give them the details. It's happening when and where, and then also how can people find out more, Christina?
Sure. So it's happening October 28th at the Northern Ballrooms. The Northern Center, technically. Doors are going to open at 8:15, and we're going to start right at 9 a.m.
And you can register online right now still, right?
Yes, at connectmarquette.org.
Friday is going to be the Connect Conference in Marquette. It's put on by Connect Marquette. With us in the studio again is Christina Gwynn, who is president of Connect Marquette, and also the conference chair, Katie Helpe. Yes, sir?
What exactly is Connect Marquette, for those that don't know?
Oh, sure. I can answer that. Great question. Connect Marquette, we're a local nonprofit based in Marquette County, and we focus around networking, professional development, and community engagement.
So something like you're doing Friday is kind of like right there in the wheelhouse, right?
Yes.
Okay. So for those that were not with us a moment or so ago, Katie, what exactly is happening this Friday?
So on Friday, and you don't want to come late because we'll be there at 8:15 at the Northern Center, the ballroom's upstairs. We are going to be doing headshots, first of all. So if you need a revamp on your photo for your side gig, or maybe at your regular workplace, or perhaps you're an entrepreneur and you're ready for a new photo for your website page, come and get your headshot first, and then we'll be starting the day off we'll have our keynote speakers and our breakout sessions. It's going to be a full day of awesome activities. So,
what is the cutoff for registration? Because I know you need to know people are coming.
Sure. So we don't have an official cutoff.
just do it now and don't worry about it.
We prefer that you register as soon as possible, but based on space available, tickets may be available the day of.
Okay.
So if you show up that morning, you still could do it. But if you're really interested in this, go to your website and sign up now, which is, Christina?
Yep, it's just connectmarquette.org and go to our events tab and you'll find Connect Conference with all of the information on conference as well as our agenda.
That is Christina Gwynn, president of Connect Marquette. Also with us in the studio is Katie Helpe, who is the conference chair for Connect, the Connect Conference put on by Connect Marquette. Thanks for your time. Hope you have a great conference and certainly let us know how it goes.
Awesome. Thank you for having us.
Yes, alrighty. Thank you. This entire conversation, we will get this posted for your pleasure a little bit later on at sunny.fm.